squaw. For Native Americans, the word is a pejorative or offensive way of saying woman or wife. That's the reason some people in Phoenix have long wanted to change the name of one of their mountains, Squaw Peak. The mountain overlooks north-central Phoenix, and as of last week, the name has officially been changed to Piestewa Peak, in honor of Private Lori Piestewa, who was killed in Iraq, the first Native American woman to be killed in service. But not everyone in Arizona is happy about the change. We go now to James Willinger. He's president of Wide World of Maps in Mesa, Arizona. It's the largest map maker in the state. Mr. Willinger, this name change has sparked quite a bit of controversy. What's the map maker's perspective?
Well, our perspective is we'll make a change when it needs to be made on a map. Right now, we're kind of facing the state has made an official change, but it's not accepted by the federal, who will take a 5-year look before the name becomes official there.
Now, the state waived the requirement that a person must be dead for 5 years before anything in the state can be renamed in their honor. I take that you think that that's not necessarily a good idea.
Well, it leaves our business with a situation where we're probably going to be forced to name it both ways. The state's official name is Piestewa Peak, so that should be there. Federally, it's still in their database as Squaw Peak, so that name should be retained as well.
In this case, there was quite a bit of controversy about the name of this mountain, Squaw Peak. It just didn't pop up with the death of Private Piestewa. This has been going on for quite a while.
It comes up every 2 or 3 years, and this is probably the third round that I know of, that I can remember, where there's been action to change the name. It's all calmed down before and stayed Squaw Peak, and this time I was very surprised to find out one morning that the name had changed. That was unprecedented.
And for those who aren't familiar with the area, it should be pointed out that it's not just the mountain. The name is also carried on quite a large freeway that moves through the area. So if the name does change, how much will this cost you as a map maker, and what kind of cost will the businesses that are located up and down this strip face?
The cost to make this change is not any more than changing a street name for some of our maps. So the cost isn't a big impact on us. It is an impact for other businesses who might call themselves, you know, the Squaw Peak Market or the Squaw Peak Bowling Alley. There's also Squaw Peak city names that are related to that landmark. I imagine they will eventually change their names or not.
Because the word squaw is viewed as a derogatory term against women, do people in the area refer to the mountain and the road as Squaw Peak, or do they generally call it something else?
No, it's Squaw Peak. And I don't think most people, when they say Squaw Peak, are trying to be, you know, mean-spirited towards Native American women. It's a landmark. It's a name that's used for literally thousands of geographic features in the United States. Squaw Peak is just one. There's at least 25 other geographic features in Arizona that have the name Squaw in it. I think the USGS can confirm there's probably thousands in the United States. I don't think it was there originally to be derogatory towards the Native Americans.
Thank you, Mr. Willinger.
Thank you.
James Willinger is president of Wide World of Maps in Mesa, Arizona. He was talking to us about the decision to rename Squaw Peak Piestewa Peak.